Welcome back. You're here in More Than Money with Rob and Leanna, and we have an exciting topic, I think, that's close to many Albertans' hearts that we're going to talk about right away, and that is recreational property, and in particular, recreational property here in Alberta if you have a cabin or location in the mountains that you like to go to. Rob, any favorite destinations in Alberta that you like to visit?
You know, well, our expert guests are going to have some amazing trends on this, but Canmore is definitely one of my favorites. It's obviously the quickest and easiest, but I like to hear everywhere, to be perfectly honest with you, and even heading into BC as well. So anywhere in the mountains is mine.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm the same way on that front, but we have an excellent guest to talk about that today. We're joined by Brad Hawker, who's an associate broker at Royal LePage Solutions in Canmore. Brad, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
So Brad, tell us a little bit about the recreational real estate market in Canmore. You're very close to it, obviously. How is that looking these days?
Well, as we all know, the pandemic changed things considerably, accelerated sales and transactions through 2021 and 2022. This year, we're seeing more kind of traditional or typical sales volume from a pre-pandemic perspective. And so that has made our market continue to be quite interesting to be able to navigate through at times.
Brad, so obviously you're seeing trends from across the recreational market in general. Is this just for Canmore? Is this for Alberta and for heading into BC as well?
Yes, it has been pretty much right across the country, but BC has changed some of their recent rules with regards to short-term rentals, which has derailed things a little bit. It's actually focused a little more interest back into Alberta for short-term rentals, but the demand for recreational property has been quite broad.
That's really interesting and brings up an interesting point. How much of the sales, the property sales that you see, are focused on people who want to use the property, maybe live in it or spend a lot of time there with their families, versus actually using it as an income property or a rental property?
Yeah, so you're looking at our market, it's about 25 to 28%, depending on the year. So a significant part of our market. Canmore was quite advanced in that segment, with us having a visioning process about 30 years ago. I've been in real estate a little over 32 years, and 30 years ago, the community got together to decide what they wanted the community to kind of look like. And they decided to keep short-term rental use out of residential areas. And so we've had zoning that's allowed short-term rental for several decades. So that's been quite advantageous for our community.
I always find this interesting on who the buyers are in this current market. Are they retirees? Are they families looking for kind of more of a weekend getaway? What are you seeing?
Yeah, great question. All of the above. Canmore continues to be a big, recreational destination for people that want to have, activities of, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, hiking, mountain biking, rock climbing. But also there's a big cultural community here. And so the retirement segment has been quite strong. And predominantly, pre-COVID, most of our buyers would have been Albertans. But since COVID, and of course, with more baby boomers retiring, and they're retiring a lot more active than when my parents retired, they moved here 27, 28 years ago. But the retirees now are visioning themselves being active for 25 years or so. So they're diving headfirst into all of the activities here. And so we're seeing that increased demand from Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, and even some from BC. And part of that has been because of, people kind of cashing out of, big ticket sales in in Toronto or Vancouver, and being able to pocket some money and being able to buy property here.
So that's actually a good question. What does the average property price look like for a recreational property in Canmore?
Yeah, so single family homes, you know, pre-pandemic to now have increased about 50%. And so, you know, our average sale price for the last quarter for a single family home was just around 1.5 million. It is a small market, and so that average price can swing from one quarter to another, depending on, you know, if there are more, you know, smaller homes that are being sold than larger homes, or vice versa. But that's would be kind of a yearly average as well. So a significant increase from just about $1 million to $1.5 million.
Wow, 50%.
Oh, I think that brings up another topic that we've had conversation with the past year, and we're not going to talk politics, but this is about the capital gains inclusion changes. In your conversations in the trend, is this affecting the real estate market in the real in their recreational side?
Not on the recreational side. If you can kind of visualize why people buy, you know, recreational property, it's generally for the long term. They're planning on, you know, creating memories for their, you know, for their immediate family or their future family, grandkids. They're not really, you know, considering, oh, you know, we should sell now because, you know, we don't want to use it for the next 10 years, fearing that they're going to save a little bit of money on capital gains tax. That's not their concern.
Have you seen it play at all into kind of the rental market or people who are using these properties as income properties?
No. And, we're kind of coming into the sweetest time of the year for a short-term rental property. And so, you know, from a cash flow perspective, if people own these properties, they realize that the off season, you know, November, early December, you know, midweek in January, and then, you know, April would be, you know, kind of the times of the year where they're not getting great cash flow. And now from May, June, July, August, September, those are the big cash flow months. And so people would want to capitalize on that.
Brad, for other than just for obviously the gorgeous landscape and where you're living, what else should people that are looking to get into recreational market or buy a property, what are the first things that they should be thinking about?
Yeah, so I think what they want to do is, you know, gather as much information as possible about the different areas. And so, you know, we have people that, you know, a recreational purchase would be more of a longer process than buying, you know, your family home, because there's no urgency. People don't need to have it because of a job transfer. It is more of a lifestyle decision. And so if they haven't owned a recreational property before, they need to try to understand what is important to them. And so they need to do some exploring. And so coming up and you know, renting in different short-term rental units can be helpful. You know, cycling and walking in different neighborhoods, you know, talking to friends and so forth, and finding out what they might recommend, but understand they're going to have a bias to their neighborhood. And so just being open to that and visualizing what type of use you're going to have for the property. And so if you're going to have a fair bit of gear, then do you need storage? Of course you need storage. Are you going to have a lot of guests? And so how does that parking work? Of course, views and light and, sunshine, open, you know, open plan, you know, contemporary finishings are a value and of interest to a lot of people, but it's really more the functionality of it that really, you know, makes people think.
Well, Brad, we could talk about this for hours, I'm sure, but we're going to have to leave it there for time. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. We've been joined by Brad Hawker, Associate Broker at Royal LePage Solutions. And Rob, we're going to be talking about potentially some of those lifestyle aspects at our next seminar.
You got it. Join us in Lethbridge seminar Tuesday, May 7th. This will be at 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. And in Calgary, you can join us on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. This will be in person at the Carriage House. In go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about what you need to think about if you're retiring from your farm after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.